Well, praise the Lord for the biblical principles that the children are able to teach us through that program tonight. If you have your Bibles, if you look with me to the book of Ephesians, we're going to be reading one verse, and we'll be very brief tonight, but I believe it's something that will go right along with what the children presented to us in message from the Word of God. A very well-known, very important verse in the Bible that I believe everybody ought to know. In Ephesians in chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says this, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you tonight, what a blessing it's already been just sensing your presence in this place, being able to sing, be able to be blessed by the children's program tonight and the biblical principles that no doubt they were presenting as they themselves would learn them and present it for all to learn. And I pray, God, that we would be of that mindset to want to be givers, to want to be a blessing, want to give as you gave. And I pray tonight, God, that you would meet with us at this time. Pray that you would anoint the preaching and the teaching of thy word once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. By grace, and that grace is the love and kindness of an almighty God, God gave his son to pay a debt that we all owe and could not pay. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So by grace God gave, and the Bible says through faith we believe, and as we believe then we receive this gift of God's. Every individual around the world needs to hear that message. It is true that God so loved the world, that's all people, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but everlasting life. He has commissioned the church to reach into all the world, to take the gospel, God's plan for humanity to be saved. As we do that, and as we present God's plan of salvation, then by grace, through faith, God gives a gift. This gift of God includes several things. And let me just give you some reminders tonight of what that gift includes. First and foremost, that gift includes forgiveness of all sins. There is nowhere, there is not enough money in this universe to pay for the sin debt that we owe. There's no human being that could have died to pay a debt of sin. It took the very blood, the sinless blood of Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary some 2,000 years ago, to be able to pay a debt that we owed and couldn't pay. He who knew no sin became sin for us. In Ephesians in chapter 1 and verse 7 right there, the Bible says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Most important thing that we need to understand tonight that was when you receive the gift that God has for us through Jesus Christ, we have our sins forgiven. I think every one of us here tonight can relate to having to ask somebody to forgive us. I think all of us understand that we do bad things from time to time. And we have to, if we want to have a relationship with that individual, then we have to go to that individual, humble ourselves to a certain point, and say, "I was guilty, I done wrong, and I ask you to forgive me." When you hear the words, "I forgive you," Let's put it behind. Let's go forward. Can I tell you, there's such a relief. The more important that relationship, the greater relief that is, especially if you have to live with them 24/7. Amen. And we need to be accustomed to acknowledging our faults and our failures. And we fail when we do something wrong. We must ask for forgiveness. We have to confess that we have done wrong. But what a blessing it is when we have a spouse that loves us enough to say, I forgive you. When you get saved, when you receive the gift of God, the first and foremost thing that we receive is a forgiveness of sin. We cannot fully understand the impact that has, and we won't until we get to heaven, to understand what it took from God and His gift of His only begotten Son, God becoming flesh and dwelling among us, living a perfect life, and then laying His life down on Calvary's cross. There was a whole lot more than what we can understand involved in Jesus Christ's substitutionary sacrifice for us. But He gives it as a gift. Not only does that gift include forgiveness of sins, but that gift includes everlasting, eternal life. God says, not only will I forgive you, but I'm going to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. I'm going to give you everlasting, eternal life, which means that we will never die. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of John in chapter 11. The book of John in chapter 11. For this is something that we need to understand. For the born-again believer, God has given to you a gift that assures us that we will not die, but that we will leave this body and ever be with the Lord. Graduate into a glorified body. In John chapter 11, and Jesus wanted to get this across, in John chapter 11, verse 25, verse 26, the Bible says this, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall, look right here, never die. Believest thou this? We shall never die. That means that as we go through this life in this physical body ages. And at some point or other, this physical body is going to cease to function. It's appointed unto man once to die. But if we know Jesus Christ and if we have received His gift, when this body dies, it releases a spirit to go to be with the Lord. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And because of that gift, that means that I will, even though I go through this valley of the shadow of death, I go through a physical dying, but once I die, praise God, because of God's gift, I can live like I've never lived before. I can have an existence that is void of any sin nature. I can live with God without ever having to worry about anything again. I can live without having ever having to experience pain or suffering. I have eternal, everlasting life because of the gift that God has given to me by His grace through my faith to believe I've received. It also includes something else. The moment that you receive the gift that God has for you, and that's only one time. It's a one-time experience. People want to say, well, yeah, I did that before, and I do that every week, and I get born again every year, and this. Listen to me. The Bible says that that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's a physical birth. There's not a one of us in here tonight that's had more than one physical birth. And there's not anybody in here tonight that can't go back and tell you exactly when that day occurred. You live with that as your birthday for the rest of your life. You were born of the physical flesh one time. And when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are born of the Spirit of God and you have a spiritual life. You have this nature of God comes to dwell within you through the presence of the Holy Spirit of God who represents Jesus Christ. You have Christ living in you. And when you receive the gift on that very moment, on that day that you received Him, you have received this everlasting life. You have received the gift of God that brings to you sonship. Romans in chapter 8, I want you to see this. Romans in chapter 8. Not only do we receive forgiveness of sins, not only do we receive everlasting, eternal life, but we receive sonship. We become the children of God. Before you got saved, you were dead to God. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You're not in the family of God if you've not been saved. But when you get saved, you have been adopted by God through His gift into the family of God. In the Bible says in Romans, here in Romans in chapter 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That means you have the Spirit of God inside of you. And if you have the Spirit of God inside of you, He's going to try to get you to follow His lead. He's going to lead, guide, and direct you. And you have God inside of you, then you become the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The moment that you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, the moment that you believe and then ask to receive the gift that God has for you, you receive a gift. In order for you to have the gift that God wants you to have, you don't pay for it, you don't buy it. If you had to buy it, it's not a gift, it's something that you purchased. All you have to do to have that gift be yours and somebody wants to give you something is just to receive it. And by faith, we receive the gift that God wants us to have. And as you receive that gift, then you are adopted into the very family of God. And as you are in the family of God, that opens up a whole new world because it opens up prayer. Because of salvation, because God becomes your heavenly Father, then you can pray to your heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. You are adopted into His family. As you receive this gift is more important than what people understand. We need to understand the gift that God wants you to have tonight. It'll cleanse you of all your sin. It'll give you everlasting life. You'll never have to worry about death because death in this life will be a graduation into eternal life. It will give you something that we so desperately need in this life, and that is a communication line to an almighty God who created all things. And that communication line is called prayer. You receive that. Not only that, you receive something else. Look around you. If you're a member of this Lighthouse Baptist Church, your family. When God saves you, He plants you in a church that is His, that He has established, and He gives you a Christian home, and He gives you a Christian family that you can call brothers and sisters. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, this is what the Bible teaches us about the gift of God. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 12 and verse 18, the Bible says this, but now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body as it hath pleased Him. The body is the church. The head of the body is Christ. His body is the church that He has died for and He has established. And He's establishing churches like this all around the world. And He establishes church by getting people saved. When people get saved, then the Spirit of God directs them and God plants them in a local New Testament church such as this. So they can find a family of God where they can assemble themselves together, where they can be baptized as God would have a believer. The first step in obedience to God after salvation is to publicly identify with Jesus Christ in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. That's called baptism. And God has given the church the authority to baptize believers. We're to assemble ourselves together every Sunday, the Lord's Day, to worship Him in spirit and truth. And what an encouragement it is when the family reunites every week and we get together and we encourage one another as we ought to do, and we sing praises to God and we worship Him as God would have us to worship Him. It's part of the gift. Part of the gift. If you're not receiving all the gift of God, you're missing out on so much. If you're not aware of what that gift means to you, what it ought to mean to you, you're missing out on something that God wants you to have. The church, a family. And lastly tonight, and I believe one of the most important things that we can think about in this day and age that we're living in, look to the book of Romans with me. The book of Romans in chapter 8. One of the most often quoted verses in the Bible, but not everybody understands it and is able to apply it as God has given to us. Because with that gift that God wants you to receive, it gives you a purpose for living. A purpose for this life, however long or however short it might be. God has a purpose for your life. And he says, in verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good." God is working in your life, and he is making sure that there's nothing that comes into your life that is not, that he does not have a purpose for. And he wants you to know that you have a Heavenly Father watching over you. And you can know that your life has purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. If you love God, you receive His gift. And when you receive His gift, then you are called according to His purpose. I can know that God is working in every situation of my life with an eternal purpose in view. God is more interested in the eternal things than the temporal things. The temporal things come and go, the eternal things come to stay. God's working in your life with eternity in view. Tonight, because of God's grace, all can through faith received such a gift. Don't leave here tonight without fully understanding the gift that God wants you to have. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. Do you have that gift? Do you have full understanding of that gift? Many have the gift, but they've never grown in their faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you don't have the knowledge of what God has given to you, you cannot fully enjoy it. What I've shared with you tonight is what this gift gives to us. And if you don't have it, in just a minute we're going to give an invitation. An invitation is an opportunity for us to respond to what God has spoken to us about. If God has revealed to you your need to receive the gift, don't put it off. You never know when that conviction will ever return. And you are saved when God convicts your heart and you receive what He wants you to have. If God's convicting your heart tonight, today is the day of salvation. Right here, right now. Don't let it pass you by. Father, we bow before you. We thank you for your presence in this place tonight. We thank you for what we've enjoyed with the children's program and these biblical principles that they're trying to present to us as well. And then for this understanding of the gift, oh God, help us. Help us to understand all that we can. And I pray that there would not be one person leave here tonight without knowing that they have received the gift of God. In Jesus' name we pray.